From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Florida Gulf Coast University's Wind Orchestra performs at Carnegie Hall this week. It's the first time an FGCU musical ensemble will play at the venerable concert venue in Midtown Manhattan. WGCU's Amy Tardiff has more.
This is one of the last rehearsals the 51 musicians in FGCU's Wind Orchestra will have before departing for New York City. From the Bauer School of Music's Practice Hall, conductor and head of instrumental studies Dr. Rod Chestnut starts and stops them as they perfect measure after measure. It will be the first visit to the Big Apple for some, the first airplane ride for others. For all of them, it will be a once-in-a-lifetime performance on a stage where artists have gone to make a name for themselves.
It's a really big honor to be able to play there, so I was excited and nervous at the same time. Especially as a performance major, that is like a dream of anybody.
Senior Kaylin Hamm plays clarinet among the university's finest wind and percussion musicians. They must audition. Only half are upperclassmen. Fourth-year percussionist Rebecca Ortega wants to teach elementary music. She says preparation for Carnegie has been really intense.
But I'm so elated that we're able to reach that goal. I've been playing harder music than I ever thought I would play coming in here. And I think I can speak for everyone when I say that all of the repertoire that we've been playing is much harder than what we could have imagined.
Conductor Chestnut says he chose a dance, ballad, tuba showpiece, and a work by Scott McAllister called Gone for the Carnegie performance.
The students will tell you it's probably the most tasking work that we're performing just because of how much intellectual work has to be going on with playing their instruments.
But Chestnut says he had already chosen these pieces for the orchestra last spring.
I guess that's part of the academic part of me saying I'm not going to change the curriculum to do something different. And I'd like to think that what we do in our curriculum prepares our students to do these types of performances.
Chestnut says the orchestra competed with ensembles nationwide for the spot. The FGCU Foundation and community fundraisers paid the estimated $95,000 travel and lodging costs. Clarinetist Kaylin Hamm says it will stand out on her resume as she seeks professional performance positions.
Because the performance world is rough, so if I don't find a gig or a place to perform, then I'll definitely teach until I can find somewhere that I get into. Hopefully I'll still always be playing my clarinet through my entire life.
The orchestra made two recordings this past weekend for a new CD. Those and Friday night's Carnegie Hall performance, says Rod Chestnut, could lead to countless unknown future opportunities. Amy Tardiff, WGCU News.